Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Evaluating Business Solutions with Data Analytics. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Real-World Business Analysis in Finance in the Business Analysis for Developers in Finance and FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore the basics of data analytics in business analysis, key metrics and KPIs in finance, and case studies showcasing data-driven decision-making. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to evaluate business solutions effectively using data analytics techniques, enhancing your decision-making skills in the finance sector. Main content: basics of data analytics in business analysis. Data analytics is a powerful tool in modern business analysis, especially within the finance and fintech sectors. It involves collecting, processing, and analyzing data to extract valuable insights that inform strategic decisions. Understanding the fundamentals of data analytics allows you to identify trends, forecast outcomes, and drive performance improvements. At its core, data analytics consists of two primary types: descriptive and predictive analytics. Descriptive analytics helps you understand past performance by summarizing historical data, while predictive analytics uses statistical techniques to forecast future trends based on past data. These insights are crucial for making informed business decisions, as they provide a clear picture of what has happened and what could happen. For instance, in a finance setting, descriptive analytics might involve analyzing past sales data to determine which products performed best during certain seasons. Predictive analytics can take this a step further by forecasting which products are likely to perform well in the upcoming quarter based on historical trends. By leveraging both types of analytics, businesses can develop strategies that are grounded in data rather than assumptions. Key metrics and KPIs in finance. Key performance indicators, KPIs, and metrics are essential for measuring the success of business solutions. In the finance industry, KPIs gauge the efficiency and profitability of a company. Common financial KPIs include return on investment, ROI, net profit margin, and customer acquisition cost. Understanding these metrics allows you to assess whether a business solution is yielding the desired outcomes. For example, consider a fintech company that has implemented a new customer relationship management, CRM, system. By measuring the customer acquisition cost before and after the implementation, the company can evaluate whether the new system is effective in attracting new clients. If the costs decrease significantly, it indicates that the new solution is working well. Additionally, analyzing ROI helps you determine the financial returns generated from investments in various business solutions. A positive ROI indicates that the investment is profitable, while a negative ROI suggests a need for reevaluation of the strategy. Metrics such as the net profit margin provide insights into how well a company converts revenue into actual profit, highlighting operational efficiency. Furthermore, tracking KPIs related to customer satisfaction and retention can provide a holistic view of how well a business solution is performing. For instance, a decrease in customer churn rates could signal that a new service or product has resonated well with clients, thereby justifying further investment. Case studies on data-driven decision-making. Examining real-world case studies can provide valuable lessons on the effectiveness of data-driven decision-making in finance. One prominent example is how a leading bank utilized data analytics to enhance customer experience. The bank implemented a data analytics platform to analyze customer transactions and behaviors. By doing so, they identified patterns that allowed them to tailor their services to meet customer needs better. As a result, the bank saw a significant increase in customer satisfaction and retention rates. They were able to launch targeted marketing campaigns that resulted in a higher engagement level with their services. This case illustrates the power of data analytics in not only understanding the market but also in driving actionable strategies that lead to improved business outcomes. Another example involves a fintech startup that focused on loan approvals. By leveraging data analytics, they streamlined their approval processes by analyzing credit scores, transaction histories, and even social media activity. This comprehensive evaluation allowed them to make quicker and more accurate loan decisions, significantly reducing their turnaround time and increasing customer satisfaction. In addition to these examples, consider the case of an investment firm that used data analytics to optimize its portfolio management. By analyzing market trends and investor behavior, the firm was able to adjust its strategies in real time, resulting in improved investment performance and higher returns for clients. This demonstrates how data-driven approaches can lead to more agile and effective business solutions in the finance sector. Conclusion: evaluating business solutions through data analytics is a vital skill for professionals in the finance and fintech sectors. Understanding the basics of data analytics, key metrics, and KPIs, and learning from case studies can empower you to make informed decisions that enhance business performance. Remember, by effectively utilizing data analytics, you can drive better outcomes for your organization and deliver value to your clients. Reflection questions: how can you apply descriptive and predictive analytics to your current business challenges? What financial KPIs would you prioritize when evaluating the effectiveness of a new business solution? Reflect on the time when you made a decision based on data. What metrics did you use, and how did it impact the outcome?